It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show and join in the conversation. You can call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Should this educator be in trouble for what she did? Listen to this story. It's from Fox 59 is the TV station.
Superintendent says in a statement she wanted to help the student get well. She knows the action was wrong, but in the moment, her only concern was for the child's health.
An effort to help a student get medical treatment.
Doing the right thing is good. She didn't do the right thing the right way.
As Landing Elwood School Superintendent at the center of a criminal case.
I understand it was her desire to help a young man that was in bad shape, but probably not the best example to set for young people to assume other identities and make false statements.
According to court documents, Casey Smitherman told police a student she helped in the past didn't show up to school and she was worried about him. She says in a statement she realized he had symptoms of strep throat, saying, quote, as a parent, I know how serious this illness can be if left untreated, and I took him to an emergency clinic. The first refused treatment.
She took him to a different service provider, a different medical facility, and checked him in as her son and used her insurance to pay for the medical service on the young man.
Smitherman says, quote, I wanted to do all I could to help him get well. I know this action was wrong. In the moment, my only concern was for this child's health. Now she's facing multiple charges.
I think there have to be some consequences, but they shouldn't be career jeopardizing.
The Madison County prosecutor says they're looking at a diversion program, which if Smitherman follows, means there will be no criminal conviction. The school board president says Smitherman continues to have their support. But moving forward, investigators share this.
It never is positive if you're going to have to lie or misrepresent to accomplish a goal. There's always a way. There's always a way to do it the right way.
All right, that is an interesting situation right there. 833-JOE-ALEX, that is 833-563-2539. Should this educator, in attempts of helping the student out that had strep throat, ended up using her son's identity, should she get in trouble for what she did? Alex, what do you think?
Oh, this is so hard because you want to do what's right, but part of doing what's right is not lying.
That
right?
was illegal what she did, yeah. She broke the law.
So this is a very, very difficult situation. I agree that there definitely should not be any criminal charges and that she probably does have to go through some sort of reprimanding as far as, you know, insurance fraud. But I'm trying to think, like, it's not like he had a major surgery because at first I didn't know what his illness was.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, if this guy had a, you know, he needed his appendix removed or something, then I don't understand why she didn't just do like a GoFundMe. I'm, you know, in the age of GoFundMe, so many people would have donated help. But for something as minor as strep throat, I'm almost curious how much it would cost without insurance just to get treated for strep throat and if that could have been a cost that she absorbed just out of her own pocket or asked somebody to help with. But
I was reading online in the article that I found that kind of went along with it. I think it was like $200 to $300.
Gotcha.
was the cost.
See,
without
I almost
insurance.
Feel like she could have just raised the money for that easily between some teachers or whatever, or other educators. I can't, she's not a teacher. She's something in schools, right?
She's like the principal, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. So I think she could have done something like that, then taken him to a minute clinic or whatever, and then gotten him help without having to use her insurance.
Would that,
like that.
Do you think that devil's advocate, would have that taken too long? I mean,
yeah,
if he's sick and he's out.
Yeah, that's the other part. It's hard. This is a very difficult situation.
This is like the classic ethical question of like, would you steal bread in order to feed your family?
Of course I would.
Like it's illegal. Like it's like this classic ethical question.
Laura's a teacher. What do you think about this, Laura?
So I work in a school that serves a clientele that has, you know, a hard time finding access to health care. And so I feel really, you know, for the woman who did her best to help a child. And I feel like if we, you know, maybe found more ways to put, you know, adequate health care in schools, that we wouldn't put educators in these ethical dilemmas, you know, on how to help and what to do.
Would you have done that, Laura?
Maybe not the way that she did it, but I definitely would have found a way to get them some sort of health care, whether I called around. You know, I've been in situations where I've had to call around to multiple places, you know, to find someone who will take a child or who has an appointment if a kid doesn't have insurance information. So I would have definitely done something similar. maybe not exact as far as the, you know, breaking the law, but I definitely would have done something.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show, and thank you for being a teacher. You guys are overworking and underpaid. We appreciate you. Jamie's on the Joe and Alex Show, and you work in the medical field, so what do you think about this?
Well, coming from a mother's perspective, I do see where her intentions were. And, you know, somebody who doesn't work in the medical field doesn't understand all of the laws that we do. And she broke a whole bunch of laws. I mean, she did give that kid her son's identity. What if the kid had an allergy that they weren't aware of?
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and also, I mean, that's a HIPAA law, and that's, like, patients' privacy. She could be facing thousands upon thousands of fines. I mean, I'm torn because, like I said, I am a parent, but I have to look from the medical side as well.
So from the medical side, if she would have just brought this kid, told the truth, I mean, I thought, like, don't they have to be treated?
I mean, technically, yeah, if they have, I mean, even if she sat there and said that it was the right kid.
Right.
We, I mean, he can be self-pay, he can make, or, like, they can make payments.
Why didn't they do that?
She can make payments for him. So, but she used her son's identity, so...
I know, so why didn't she just say the truth, and then why didn't she just have him be treated anyway?
You know, I'm not sure.
You don't
sure.
know?
Maybe
yeah.
she was afraid of, like, parents finding out that she treated him.
Maybe.
Well, and then we wonder, too, like, we can't assume things. Some people are like, well, what about the parents? I mean, that is a good question.
Exactly.
I mean, I just know some educators, and I have friends that are there, and the stories you hear, you're like, I guess I don't realize it, because even though my parents weren't together, my parents still kind of cared about me. They were still involved in my life, and it's like some kids, unfortunately, don't always have that. You would assume everybody does, but some people... they don't have anybody.
I wonder if there are charities. If there are, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us know. But charities that help inner city school or kids that are living in poverty that are minors get health care and access, like just for little checkups and things like that, just covering the cost. That would be interesting to know about at Joe and Alex Show. If you tweet us that, I'll retweet it.
Yeah, and if you know anything about getting like a flu shot, because Liv the Web Girl works with a bunch of snotty-nosed kids and is always trying to get us sick, we'd all really appreciate
Shut
if she
up.
Got one.